WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain out of sorts lately, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, demands our attention, and pushes us to keep going, going, going. It's enough to make anyone's emotions run high. That's why today we're diving into something super important: emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're in a pit of despair. Emotional intelligence is all about understanding and managing those feelings, both yours and others, so you can navigate life with more grace and resilience. Think of it like this: your emotions are your inner compass, guiding you through the twists and turns of life. But if you don't understand where those compasses are pointing, well, you might end up lost. So how do we develop this crucial EQ? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First things first, self-awareness is king. This means really taking the time to understand your own emotions, their triggers, and how they impact your thoughts and behaviors. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. You're trying to uncover the root cause of those feelings. What makes you feel happy? Anxious? Angry? Jealous? Once you know your emotional landscape, you can start to manage it more effectively. Next up is self-regulation. This is where the real magic happens. It's about learning to control impulsive reactions and channel your emotions in a positive way. Imagine you're in a heated argument. Instead of lashing out, take a deep breath, count to 10, or even excuse yourself for a moment to calm down. This allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than react emotionally. Now let's talk about motivation. Emotionally intelligent people are driven by intrinsic motivation, that inner fire that comes from pursuing their passions and goals. They're not easily swayed by external pressures or validation. Think of someone who is truly passionate about their work. They're energized by the challenge, not just the paycheck. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, is another cornerstone of EQ. This means actively listening, putting yourself in their shoes, and showing genuine compassion. When you can connect with people on an emotional level, you build stronger relationships and foster a sense of community. And finally, social skills. Being able to communicate effectively, navigate social situations gracefully, and build rapport with others is essential for success in any area of life. Think about those people who seem to effortlessly make connections and lead groups. They're masters of social intelligence. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and you just got an email from a client that's basically screaming at you for a mistake. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like snapping at everyone around you. Sound familiar? Here's where emotional intelligence kicks in. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and focus on finding solutions. You reach out to your team for support, brainstorm ways to address the client's concerns, and ultimately turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. See how EQ helps you stay calm, collected, and in control even when things get tough. So remember, folks, emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower. It's a skill that can be learned and developed over time. By practicing self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills, you can unlock your true potential and navigate life with more confidence and resilience. And hey, share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. Let's spread the word about mental fortitude, 1 5-minute dose at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.